You're recording.
Okay, thank you. We are back in open session. I just want to make a note that Dr. Wright on the phone is going to be recused from this item. He had to step away for a moment, so he will rejoin when he can.
And I'm just going to clarify that he will be abstaining, not recusing.
Oh, sorry. Okay, so thank you for that. And just as a reminder, we are on section number 2, item number 15, 2434 in regards to Maya Bella Pianta. And again, Ms. Solomon, you
thank
can
you,
start
Madam
the discussion.
Yes, Madam Chair. I'd like to make a motion that we issue an interim consent agreement that per 32, 22, 34 sections B and C to schedule for an updated psych eval, substance abuse evaluation. If it's Dr. Keene, we've already approved him, that's great. If it's somebody new, it would need to be approved by the executive director. And that be scheduled within 30 days with a report back to the board within 60 days.
Okay.
And so it's Ms. Solomon, I'm just going to clarify,
yeah.
It's an interim order. It's an interim order, not an interim
consent agreement.
It's an interim,
gotcha. Interim order.
For a
gotcha.
Comprehensive psychological evaluation to include
okay.
a substance abuse evaluation, and it's an updated eval. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
And that it may be completed by Dr. Keene.
Or?
And it's to be scheduled
within
30
days with a report back within 60.
Okay. And be scheduled within 30 days to complete the eval within 60 days, and then to is that correct?
I was hoping for the report back within 60 days to not let this. I don't know if that's
probably not.
It's
happen.
Not possible.
Probably not.
Okay.
And Ms. Solomon, were you also? Did you want to include something that Dr. Keene requested on the tests as well?
Oh yes, thank you. And yes, and okay, yes, and that yes, Dr. Keene or any other professional who is performing the updated. Psych evaluation, comprehensive psych evaluation, substance abuse evaluation, that also updated testing be done, either hair, nail, or urine.
As recommended.
I was going to say,
as recommended by
Dr.
whoever the evaluator is.
Okay.
And yes, and so schedule within 30 days and report the report back to the board as soon as it's available.
Okay.
Is that
no later than 90 days?
No later than 90 days. I think we need to have a time frame. No later than 90 days, obviously it's an interim order, not a consent agreement. So if it's not complied with, it will return to the board immediately.
So and Ms. Solomon, I would encourage the order to be scheduled within 30 days, and happen the evaluation to happen within 60, because
okay.
Dr. Bella Pianta is not going to have a whole lot of control sometimes about how long these evaluators
okay,
take
yeah.
to write their reports.
Okay, and report to the board within 90. Okay, so it'll be 30, 60, 90. Schedule within 30. Actually occur within 60, and the board to us receive the report within 90 days.
You could probably just take off the 90. As long as it occurs within 60, then what I think I'm hearing is that we can't control how long the report takes,
okay.
but as long as she gets the exam done within 60 days,
okay.
so we can probably just leave off, make
okay.
it more.
Leave off the 90 day, I'm fine with that.
Does Victoria concur with that?
So typically, always, we would say the report needs to be here by a certain date,
okay.
because otherwise we could get it 2 years from now. So
okay.
it's, then
okay.
it needs to have a
month. Okay.
Okay.
So the 90 days is back in, 30, 60, 90.
Okay. Okay, we have a motion. Is there any further discussion? Okay, would you like me to do roll call on this?
Well, you also need a second. I have
oh, sorry,
second.
Second.
Yeah.
And
a motion
and a second,
yeah.
and then let's do roll call.
Ms. Krieger?
Aye.
Ms. Frost?
Aye.
Dr. James is an aye. Mr. Lohman?
Aye.
Ms. Solomon?
Aye.
Okay. Okay, motion passes. We're finished with that item. And then, so now we're going to move down to section number 4, administrative review of previous actions.
So we are on number one, combined cases 22136 and 2303 in regards to Maya Bella Pianta, DBM, monthly appearance. As required by consent agreement, board may review, discuss, and take action on compliance with consent agreement and other information presented, and may amend the ICA. And again, Ms. Solomon, you are the lead on this one.
Thank you. I'd like to ask for an update on compliance from Dr. Bella Pianta or Mr. Carey.
Sure. Just as a point of order, there is a third signed ICA. It just updated for some terms that we provided to Victoria.
Yes.
Did we get under the wire to get that uploaded? So is that on?
Yeah.
Nothing much to report. She is complying. She's continuing to work with Dr. Hazel on medications and has in general been complying with the other requirements. There was one hiccup with drug testing with the lab, but they keep a sample, and so they just reran it for the missing ketamine test and came back, of course, negative.
And the employment situation work, what's going on with that? Pardon?
I own my own business.
So yes, so you're providing veterinary services through your mobile business. Are you busy? Are there lots?
I mean, the summer is usually kind of slow, unfortunately, so it's not super busy, but it's steady.
Okay. I don't have any further questions. Do the board members have any further questions?
I did have a point of order. We were to comply with the interim order that was issued in the other case. At that point, if a test was issued by Dr. Keene or another, would that count as one of her tests for the month?
No, it's in addition to, it's not in place of, it doesn't modify the previous agreement. But I defer to the council.
I think I'm asking more generally, kind of the board, if it would give some consideration to the fact that the test is requested, she'll still be on par to meet. I'm not exactly sure the science behind why we would need a third test in a month, but we're already doing a bi-monthly testing. So that's it. So I'm just trying to save Ms. Dr. Belpianta a little bit of money here on a test.
Okay. In my opinion, it's in addition to, but I defer to counsel.
It's a hair and nail test.
Oh, pardon?
It's a hair and nail test. So
yes,
it's depending on what Dr. Keene would recommend.
Okay. Yeah.
Well, and we don't know what he's going to recommend yet, so I don't know how it ends.
It's in addition to.
A good point.
Okay.
All right.
Well, thank you for being here.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so we are on track for our informal. Does anyone need to use the facilities again before we get started?
Can I have a minute to finish?
Yes, sounds good. So let's hop on over to doing our 11. So everybody is aware, on section number 5, number 3, the board may review, discuss, and take action on investigative committee volunteer applicant. Mr. Boucher. He is unable to actually join us today, so we're going to reschedule him, pend him to a later date. So let's go ahead and section number 3, yes, 3. Item number 2, 23140 in regards to Ivory Wildflower DVM. Board may review, discuss, and take action on continuing education plans submitted in compliance with consent agreement. I made a note, but it looked fine to me, if I remember correctly. Yeah. So.
I move we accept her CE plan.
Okay. I have a motion to accept her CE plan. Is there a second?
Second.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion passes. Go on to number 3. You just signal to me when you're ready. 2334 in regards to Eric Ryman, DVM. Board may review, discuss, and take action on continuing education completed in compliance with board order, and may return license to active status. Again, I noted his CE looked complete and fine to me, but.
I move we accept his CE units and return to active status.
Okay, do I hear a second?
That was 6 hours, is that what he needed?
Second.
Okay, A motion and a second. Any further discussion? Okay. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Okay. Motion passes. We're going to continue on. You just holler when you're ready. Number four, 2257, in regards to Ryan Bunch, DVM. Board may review, discuss, and take action on continuing education completed in compliance with board order and may return license to active status.
I move we accept his CE compliance and return his license to active status.
Okay. Second. Okay. A motion and a second to return his license to active status. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Motion passes.
Okay. I'm ready.
Okay. Sounds good. So
let's go. Your time is perfect.
Exactly. True. Okay. Dr. Wright, are you back?